Blog Talk Radio.
I hold it down like a Snapchat, go over your head like a snapback, uploaded a pic, double tap that, and your flow so old, granddad.
Bruh.
It's just banter,
yeah.
I'm way too much like a black cap.
I boss.
What you Snapchatting in the club for? Just dance, man. Like, yo, fam, alam, yo, fam, yo, fam, alam. And yo, girl, better than. I'm on the road, caravan. Let me do this fast, Ramadan. Cause it's going down, avalanche. I'ma keep it short, paragraph. Queen Leash, I'm a rain, and a rap. Take you off Israel, Nazareth. Oh, Jesus, oh, Lord, oh, Jesus. A couple of snaky friends, just Adam and Eve.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no debate on who's better.
Come on.
I turn a man to a girl like Bruce Jenner. Shout down the dance like brrrr. Me rock down the dance like brrrr. I be the one they love, I be the dance. They know where I'm from, 01 to the 21. Yo, brethren, where is your hairline gone? I can't believe it, I can't believe the cheek. Some girls wake up and don't even brush their teeth. That's a dead thing. That's a bad breath, take
morning.
How could you talk my name when you ain't even brush your teeth?
Never brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth.
Never brush your teeth.
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 Brush your teeth. Bars cold like a TikTok. You've got a pot belly like Rick Ross. Stiff gal, do the TikTok. Big mouth gal, where your lips gone?
Where?
I ain't got time to be TikTok.
No.
But I got a new wristwatch. Let's go toe to toe, flip flop. I make the crowd jump like crisscross.
Drop.
I got a dark skin friend that looks like Rachel Dozel.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a light skin friend that looks like Rachel Dozel.
Mm-hmm.
Which one's which? Not sure.
Nah.
Them girl are clapped, encore. Don't think you're buff cause you're wearing contour. Cause I'll wipe your brows off.
Yeah.
I'll snatch your wig and your nails off.
Absolutely.
I go blind, hands out. Like I'm at the nail shop. Look, these girls are buffing.
Uh-huh.
They really ain't on nothing.
Nah, man.
You can't do dirt on me.
Are you gonna go and get your cousin?
What? Everything end rosy, I beg you not. I'll clean the teeth and set it off.
Yep.
Then I bounce like a belly flop. Got one eye on ya, man. Set you up. Yeah, baby. I'm getting watched. Watch me like Netflix.
Yeah.
You go to the club, but you ain't got dough for your gas and electric.
That's it.
I can't believe it. I can't believe the cheek. Some man wake up and don't even brush their teeth. How could you do that? How could you even speak? How could you talk my name when you ain't even brush your teeth?
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth.
Never brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Queen's speech for you now. Side for the way. Bang gang 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 gang. Bang gang gang gang. Bang gang 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 gang. Dang 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 dang.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Breath Morning Show. My daughter loves the end of that song. Bang bang gang gang gang. She loves that. Anyway. The phone lines are open. Chat room is open. Definitely come in and participate in the conversation. Hopefully, it won't be too heated. We started this conversation yesterday on the Morning Breath Morning Show, and we ran out of time. So I wanted to start the show today. Just kind of start off with things that I didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday because we ran out of time. But today's show, we'll be talking about a certain phone app. And it's going to cause a lot of drama and lawsuits and a whole bunch of things. But let me give out the phone number for everyone that would like to call in and participate. The phone number is 347-324-5717. And I am your co-host, Lena J. Thank you for joining me. Like I said before, the phone line is open. Chat room is open. Now, the things that I did not get a chance to actually talk about yesterday because we were so wrapped up on this phone app is I wanted to touch on a few things like Kanye West, his clothing line. I don't know what in the world is going on in Kanye West and his brain and his mind. If you guys have not seen his clothing line, definitely Google it because it looks horrendous. a lot of people are saying that it's slaveware, you know, talking about, oh, he's trying to take us back to slavery. A lot of people stated that, you know, it's a clothing line for homeless people. And everything basically is the same color. You either have a light beige color or you have like a light brownish color. So it's crazy. It's all like a uniform color. There's no creativity to it. I mean, there's holes and I don't know. So some of the pieces as far as the jackets and the pants, things like that could go, you know, run you a couple of $1,000. So I don't know. I would rather go to Walmart and buy some things and look like a bum as opposed to spending a couple of $1,000 on his clothes to look like a bum. Anyway, you guys definitely need to check that out. He had a show for his clothing line. And I don't know if it was part of the show or not, but one of his models, a male model, and it had to be a black man. I don't know why, but there was one of his models, a black guy. He was standing there while everyone is perfectly still, and he decides, you know, I'm getting a little antsy. I'm getting a little bored. So he decides to pull out a cigarette and start smoking it. Okay, not only are you inside of a building, okay, probably where there's no smoking, you are also in a fashion show. Who does that? Who smokes a cigarette in the middle of a damn fashion show? I don't know. But, I mean, their life is so crazy. You know, they have paparazzi following them all the time, taking pictures constantly. And I don't see how they can do it. I don't see how you're okay with somebody, as soon as you pull out your driveway, somebody, you know, you got three cars behind you just so they can take pictures of you. That's crazy. I don't know how people can do that. Speaking of people following you and taking pictures, Bruce Jenner, which is the stepfather to Kim Kardashian, who is married to Kanye West, you guys heard a while ago he was in this car accident where the other driver was killed. Now, Bruce, at the time of the accident, he was on his phone and he was texting, okay? He tried to say that, you know, he was trying to get away from the paparazzi or whatever excuse he was trying to put out there. Regardless, just because you're a celebrity doesn't mean that you could, you know, ignore the laws. You're not really supposed to be texting while you're on the phone. They took a picture of him. Paparazzi took a picture of him. You know, of course, they're following him, trying to take pictures of him. And they took a picture of him on his phone. He's texting on his phone seconds before the accident happened. So why is he getting over? Is he getting over simply because he went from Bruce Jenner to Caitlyn Jenner? Regardless, Bruce is Caitlyn. Caitlyn is Bruce, and that same one person created this accident that killed another person. Why he's getting off, not really sure, but that's crazy. Also, something else that's crazy, I know everyone has been, if you haven't been living under a rock, you know about the situation with Bill Cosby. Now, Bill Cosby, I don't care what y'all say. I like Bill Cosby. I have no reason not to like him. My thing is, why are so many women waiting so late to come out with this? And it's like a dominoes effect. You guys wait like 1,000 years to decide, hey, let me come out and ruin his career now that he's, you know, old and can't do nothing about it. I don't get it. I can understand some people that or, you know, were afraid to come out and say some things. Okay, fine. But you got people like Janice Dickinson. She can't keep her mouth closed if you paid her to keep her mouth closed, okay? And back in that time when he started his career, I mean, it was definitely a lot of racism going on. So if she would have opened her mouth, you know, like she does now, if she would have voiced her opinion like she does now back then Bill Cosby wouldn't be where he is today. You know, if you would have said something back then, Ms. Dickinson, you know, then the problem would have been taken care of. I don't understand why you guys wait 1,000 years to come out, you know, when this man is like 100 years old. I don't get it. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about that app that we were talking about yesterday. So hopefully it won't get too heated.
What it is, what it's gonna be, no, I can't call it. All I know is I had to step up, step up. Beat it up, cut the chase, go in for first place before the mother cats try to get ya, get ya. Moving them hips, killing me with every tip, girl. You about to get a tip, you and I. But watch that go down as you turn me down. But this time around, I'm
hey, down to you. Hey, how you doing?
Oh. The next round, my titty a goose now. Tell me what's up, what's up. Conversation my eyes is having with your thighs. Don't get me out of line, they better shut up, shut up. You're moving them hips, killing me with every tip, girl. You about to get a tip, do it now. The worst that goes down is you turn me down. You're feeling your boy now, so I doubt it, shorty.
Hey, how you doing?
Baby, what you getting into?
I don't know what your name is or who you came with.
Body that shape is your claim to fame. And girl, I ain't leaving without you, no. To know you better, let's go somewhere, anywhere, I don't care, long as we can ride together. One more sip, wet your lips, we can dip. I slip that tip to violate. Yours up full halogen, yep, yep, she modeling. I just had to say hey, hey,
hey.
Tracy, I don't want to hear your mouth, girl. I don't care. I'm eating ice cream at 10:43 in the morning. So what? But good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Morning Breath Morning Show. I am your host, Lena J. And the call-in number, if you want to call and listen, is 347-324-5717. And the chat room is open if you want to come and, you know, just participate in the conversation. Now, I started the show off talking about some things that I didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday. So now I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about today. And that is this phone app that's going to be available late November. So let me kind of touch on this app, and then I'm going to bring my boy D on. So this app, everyone, this app allows you to, as long as you have, because I did a little research yesterday, so it wasn't really much that I can add today that I, you know, told you guys yesterday. But as long as you have an active Facebook page and you have someone's phone number, regardless if they're on Facebook or not, as long as you have an active Facebook page. And if you have someone's phone number, what you can do is you can download this app. You know, you can use this person's phone number. You can create a profile without their knowledge and without their consent. Now, you're going to create this profile so that you can make reviews about this person, either good or bad, you know, negative or positive reviews. And that's crazy. And there's no way to opt out of this, okay? So if someone tells you or if you find out, hey, you know, somebody put me on this website, you know, saying that I'm dumb, I'm slow, I'm uneducated, whatever. They can say whatever about you, and you cannot opt out of that. You cannot reach out to the creators of this app and say, hey, this is inaccurate information, this is bullying and slander, and I think you need to remove this information. How about the creator stated that you cannot opt out of this, even though someone else created this for you? You cannot change it. You cannot remove it. You cannot opt out of it. They will not remove it. The only difference is they put in a disclaimer where all positive reviews will be live immediately, but all negative reviews, they will hold 48 hours before they post it. So, I mean, who does that? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Dee on so we can further talk about this situation. So what's up, Dee?
Hey, what's going on?
So, I mean, like I said yesterday, I was going to research it a little bit more, and I really didn't find much more except the fact that, you know, it's going to be available in late November. So everyone in November, like probably around Thanksgiving, they can download this app and start creating a whole bunch of malicious reviews and everything.
Wow. Not good.
Right.
Not good. I ain't got no enemies that I know of, but, you know, everything's possible, but this is just, this is not going to be a good thing. This is, like I said, invasion of privacy. And my partner told me, he said, that sounds like that could be slander, too. I was like, you know what? You're right.
Right.
And what was my question that I asked yesterday? I asked you something.
I have no idea. I have so many things going on in my brain.
Oh, girl.
But I know that another thing that I found out is that they hold the negative review for 48 hours, but once they post it and it's live,
it's there.
You can't contest it. You cannot do that. It's going to be there. And you can't, reach out to the creators and say, hey, remove this. You can't create an account yourself and try to go in and remove it because they said you cannot opt out of this. So if someone makes a review simply because they have your phone number, they can make a review, you know, saying a whole bunch of negative things that are not true. You're going to get a whole bunch of, you know, irate, jealous, petty, angry people that's going to make these reviews about people, other people.
Exactly. And I'm going to put it to you like this. Social media has given idiots the right to say whatever they want to say. And I feel like this is just another form of idiots saying what they want to say, you know. And
a form of bullying.
In this way, you absolutely cannot dispute it, you know. You can probably go on there and say, hi, I am the person that this profile is about. Now, this would be a way to do it. I am the person that this profile is about. If you know, I don't know who posted this. This is a bunch of mean, malicious lies.
Yes.
I will be, you know, throwing lawsuits. I am seeking legal matters in this because this doesn't make any sense. I mean, you could put up a disclaimer or anything under that. You know, that's one way out of it.
The creator's disclaimer is that anything negative, they're going to hold for 48 hours. But after 48 hours, that comment is going to be live, and you cannot fight that. You cannot opt out of it. You can't do anything. You know, I mean, you can go on and create a profile yourself and say, okay, this was created by such and such out of anger, you know, bitterness or whatever. But the fact still remains, it's still up there. You know, they could be bashing someone's character. This can cause people their jobs. This can cause people, you know, their lives. This is a form of bullying.
Yeah.
People are so emotional. Some people are so emotional that, you know, they may commit suicide because of this, because it is a form of bullying. You know, it could cost people their job, their lives, their family, their livelihood, everything.
Exactly. And that's why I say, man, this is one of those things where I feel that is there a governing body over the apps or anything like the FCC or whatever?
I have no idea, but I know right now they are working on the app, because the app, I guess I didn't tell everyone, the app is called Peoples, okay? It's P-E-E-P-L-E, and it is part of Yelp, Y-E-L-P. So they're working on this app, and it's going to be available at the end of November. So I don't know what's going to happen. You know, they're trying to say that the creators are trying to say that there's nothing wrong with, you know, what they're trying to do with this app, but there is. They don't see that. You know, you may live in this whole happy bubble where everybody get along and everybody love each other, and if you have a disagreement, you know, after 5 minutes, y'all kiss and hug. That's not the real world. You know, you're living in your happy little bubble. Come on now.
We've seen enough I've seen enough Facebook beef to last me a lifetime. And it's like, this is even worse. Because, you know, people can, I'm going to put it to you right now, I know somebody that's probably going to end up on there.
Mm.
And the thing is, you know, when these people do it, when these people actually do these things to people, it's going to be really, really bad. I lost my train of thought right there. I'm so sorry. But,
okay.
I mean, it's crazy. I know somebody's going to put somebody's name up there that was on Facebook that they don't like, you know, because of what they do, or because their man was on their page, or because their woman was on their page.
Right,
I'm like, why? Really? You're going to go there? You know, I mean, let live and let live is what I say. You know,
so, I mean, they're just giving people another avenue, another outlet to be bullies, you know, to kind of lash out and, like, kind of destroy someone's character. Now, we spoke about Ashley Martin, the website, yesterday. Now, with Ashley, that's different from people. Someone can put your information on there without your information. You're not going on there yourself. With Ashley, you're willingly going on there. You're willingly putting your information on there. You're being discreet, you know. Until that website was hacked, you know, until that website was hacked, nobody knew who was on there, you know. But with Peoples, everyone will know who's on there. You know, because you have people that's going to put you on there without your consent, without your knowledge. And honestly, I think the creators of this website, Peoples, I think they're going to get sued.
And think about this also. What about kids in school? We know how volatile children are nowadays.
Right. Right.
And we know, I mean, an adult can pretty much handle themselves if they got it together, and you know some adults don't. But there are more kids that do not have it together. What happens when it starts turning into
trickling
a situation
down to the
kids, and it moves down to the high school, the junior high school,
right?
And even I don't want to say the preschool, but, you know, preschool, they're going to do their thing and get back on the monkey bar. But junior high school and high school, you know, they don't have the mentality to push past stuff no more. They take this stuff to heart.
They do.
You know.
They do.
You know,
and a lot of these kids are mentally unstable.
Yeah, I'm going to show up at your door, or I'm going to go in my room, or I'm going to blow a school up. I mean, you don't know how the ramifications of your words, you know, of this, this app is really going to go down through there when it hits. Kids get on here, and you know everybody's got everybody's number. And if they don't have it, they got a way of getting it. They click a picture of you. Next thing you know, you up on this thing, and you like, oh, Susie Q, you know, she give up that good head, boy, you can hit her up. Or, you know, this here Dynamite Dolo, you know, this dude right here, he take it up the head, you know. And next thing you know, you got all these lies flying around about each other. To me, this is just another way to keep society separated and from each, you know, from helping each other as a whole.
Right. So they did try to update their information, because when I was looking for more information about this People's App, they tried to say, oh, okay, well, you know, you can only be 18, you know, to get on this website. Are you crazy right now? All of this is done through the phone. Are you checking, are you checking birth certificates? Are you checking photo IDs? No. Kids will, you know, they will lie. You know, they will go on there and change their date of birth. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they will, you know, agree to the terms like, oh, yeah, I'm over 18. And they're really like 15 years old. Unless you're checking people's date of birth and, I mean, their birth certificates and their photo IDs, how do you know? It doesn't matter if you put another disclaimer on there talking about, oh, you have to be 18.
Yeah.
You know how creative these kids are nowadays?
Man, you know how creative kids are nowadays. I mean,
this is crazy.
This is crazy. This is something that could lead. I mean, this is right here is like cancer. To me, this sounds like a cancer that's getting ready to metastasize in society, and it's getting ready to be a real problem. I don't know how bad of a problem it's going to be, but I know that once this hits, I know I'm going. You know, I might have to find out how to start a petition and just really go hard on it. Because I do know some people that are in that, I don't want to say volatile state, but they are in a state where, you know, you touch them and things can happen.
Exactly. And then you have people that are not mentally stable. You know, if they see information that's not true, like I said, it's a form of bullying. If they go on to this site and they see this information and they get to the point where they're like, okay, well, I can't take this anymore. You know, no one is listening to me. No one believes me. So why do I need to be here? I'm going to go into my room, lock my door, and take my own life.
Exactly. So,
So I feel that the creators, they can put as many disclaimers on here as they want, but honestly, I don't think they should launch this website. It's just another form of bullying. You know, people can lash out. They can say whatever the heck they want to. Now, like I said, if it's something negative, oh, you got to wait 48 hours, you know, if your comment or your review is negative. But then after 48 hours, your comment or review is live.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so crazy that as long as you have someone's phone number, you can create a profile. Yeah, you got to wait 48 hours. You know, and I think it's crazy that you can just simply have someone's phone number. You can get anyone's phone number from anyone. You know, so you can just simply have someone's phone number and create a profile against their will.
Housekeeper. Yeah, I mean, but it's these people. They're going to have to learn that this is not the way to do things.
Right. So what I'm going to do, because the show is winding down, I only have like a minute and 13 seconds left of the show. I want to thank Dee for calling in. Thank you, sweetheart. I want to thank everyone that popped in, popped out. My next show is going to be next Friday. You guys know that I do my morning breath morning shows every Friday at 10:30. So the phone lines will always be open. The chat room will always be open. And you guys, just be careful with this website, this app. You know, it's going to be available at the end of November. And it takes everything away from you. You know, it invades your privacy. It's a form of bullying. It just takes everything away from you. And honestly, the creators, in my opinion, they're going to get sued. There is going to be a lot of things that's going to happen, a lot of killings, a lot of suicides, a lot of drama. Everything is going to happen. So definitely be careful when this app launches. And like I stated before, the app is called Peoples, P-E-E-P-L-E. You guys can go and Google that information and read more about that. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with me, so there's a 50-50 chance that somebody may, you know, put information up about me, because there's people I don't like. But my thing is, I don't have time to do all this. I really don't. I got too much on my mind, you know, too much on my plate to kind of worry about, oh, let me put my ex-boyfriend on here because he's a jerk. I don't have that time. I don't have that energy to do that. But God knows who doesn't like me right now for whatever. You always have somebody that don't like you, someone that's smiling in your face and talking behind your back. Those are the same people that's going to go on this website, download this app, and put your information on there. These are the same people that may have your phone number. You know, somebody that you think, hey, we're supposed to be cool, but you don't realize that they're hating on you behind your back. You know, they could put this information up, or you can have an ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, a family member that's jealous of you. It doesn't matter as long as you have their phone number and you have an active Facebook account. It's crazy. And then if you don't have an active Facebook account, you can always have someone else that has an active Facebook account. You can give them their phone number and say, hey, would you create this for me? So it's gonna be messy. It's going to be messy. You guys definitely watch out for that. And I will keep up on this information as soon as it launches in November, the end of November. Then I will, you know, give information about that too. But their whole disclaimers really doesn't help at all. But like I said, I want to thank everyone that came in, you know, popped in, popped out, and I will be here next Friday. And you guys, you know what? Smiling is contagious. I want you to try to infect as many people as you can. And just remember, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and everything is going to be all.
This world is-